Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of today and yesterday. Here with our host, Kush.
Hello.
Fairy Carrie.
Hello.
And of course, me, Henderson Man. You know, I need to just record that intro so that way I don't have to ever say it again.
I could just rip it out and put it in front of every single thing.
That would be awesome.
You know what rhymes with Fairy Carrie? Harry Carrie.
Yeah, I used to date a guy named Harry.
Was it Harry?
No, but my dad always thought that was the best joke was, you know, that our names together made Harry Carrie.
Ah.
Anyway, welcome back. As you can see, Carrie has made it back from the depths of internetless hell. Yeah.
I had internet. I was just moving.
Yeah. Well, same difference. You can't do much when you're moving, like not having the internet. Oh, this show is already, I can already feel the energy level.
I don't even know what the show is anymore.
That's why we have show notes, and we have been playing some video games, but do we have any voicemails first?
Don't ask me stupid questions like that.
Excellent. I don't even think I put anything up for the show this week saying, hey, we're doing a show on Sunday. I don't even think I even said that.
Because I didn't even know when there was a show. You were invited to the thing. Oh, you're supposed to bookmark it. You were invited to the notes forever ago.
If you go to Google Documents, it should be there.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Okay.
I'm not including any of this in the show.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Oh, I see. Modified today. Pixelated Radio show notes.
Oh, look. Fairy Carrie and one of them are reviewing. Excellent.
And it's blank. We don't have any. Okay.
What?
No, I'm joking. I was joking. I'm thinking, as much as I don't get to play video games anymore, that maybe you guys should just have Justin on the show. Because he's downloaded like 60 demos in the last 2 days and played them all.
What, on the Xbox or the computer?
Yeah. He's always downloading demos.
Well, that's going to be a lot of old games because they don't really release demos that much anymore.
He doesn't care.
Do you remember when that was exciting when you used to get a new demo? Now I barely care.
It was exciting when you couldn't just download them. When you'd get like official PlayStation magazine, and you get that disc, and you'd be like, "Oh my God, there's all these games! I'd play those games forever."
I remember like when the demos for like stuff like South Park, Saints Row dropped and stuff, and I was like, I was so excited back then, man. Oh, now it's like, it's a demo, and half times I don't even finish demos anymore.
Well, there also aren't demos really for games you'd want to play. Usually, I mean, a lot of times it's just a demo for a sports game.
Yeah, so, anyway, Carrie, do you want to share any news with anybody?
No.
Okay, cool. We're moving on.
Yeah, I'm sure you're referring to the upcoming midget baby that we'll be having.
What? That's not what I was talking about.
What were you talking about then?
I don't know.
Yeah, because that's what you're talking about. Yeah, it's me and Brett are expecting, it looks like, right around our wedding anniversary next year, April.
Oh, congratulations.
This is what I expect to see. You know how you usually see when a baby's born, it's the, you know, the parents, the mother and the father, both are holding the baby. I think the baby's going to be holding Brett.
It's going to be twice as long before it shows up on the ultrasound, too, because it's, you know, be so tiny.
I'm actually looking forward to that. Both of my kids were 9-pound babies. So if I have a smaller one this time, excellent.
Oh, anyway, we've been playing some games. Me and Kush have been playing Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
You forgot about the violin.
I haven't been playing a violin, so I was going to let you play
it. It's on the show notes, so we've apparently been playing a violin together.
Have we?
Yeah.
Were we fiddling?
And I know you changed these because you used to be playing someone's grandfather. I don't remember who's anymore, but it was somebody's.
Okay, yes. Down to Georgia.
Insanely Twisted Clown Posse Planet of Shadow Juggalos.
What the hell is that? I thought you guys were just fucking around. That's not really a game, right?
No.
Okay.
Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet is, though.
Okay.
Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet is kind of a Metroidvania game, except you're kind of playing a spaceship instead. It has like a unique art style, kind of like Limbo, or more like Patapon.
It's so much like Patapon. I don't know why anyone says Limbo. It's apparently everything that's like black and white, basically, is apparently Limbo now. Because a Limbo was the first thing to ever be in black and white.
That and the movie Clark.
But it's much more like Patapon.
Yeah. So, I was really enjoying this game till I got about halfway through it. And there's some game mechanics now that are annoying me where I don't even want to play the game anymore.
What mechanics?
Taking a missile through a maze.
Oh.
without hitting walls to hit something.
I didn't find that to be a problem.
That shit could go fuck itself off a cliff.
I found that to be pretty easy, and it's pretty forgiving. You can hit walls quite a few times before it actually blows up.
I have not found it very forgiving at all.
Because you suck at video games, and you're just thinking to yourself while you're doing this, like, I just want to play the Cartel. That's all you're thinking about.
Like, there's a couple times I've had to do this, and it's taken me 10 minutes to do it. Because I'd get near the end and fucking hit the wall and blow up again. It just really pisses me off. And I don't know if maybe it's because I've been throwing my controller across the room since I've been playing Catherine, and so it's not calibrated right anymore, but...
I think you just need to take some anger management issues.
I don't know, but I was really enjoying this game up until this point, and I'm just like... I've done two of those, and then I got to the third one, and I just shut it off. I was like, I'm done. So how did you feel about the game? Because I know it wasn't really grabbing you the first time.
It never grabbed me. I beat it, but I never really had that much fun with it. And I don't really know why. There's just something really weird about the game to me. Because it definitely does feel short, and I know, you know, people have all said, oh, it's like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, that's probably about right. And I don't really think that's a bad length for a game like this, but it just... For some reason, it feels short, and I think maybe that's because games like Shadow Complex or Metroid, blah, 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 they feel like they take place in the same place. I don't know. I hate doing that, place in place. They just feel like they take place in the same world, and this thing just, it really feels like this is a segment, this is its own little area, this is its own little area, while the other ones, they feel more, I don't know, it's just... I didn't really care for it. Right. I went through it and beat it, and then I was just like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, okay, well, I can understand why that would just be a... I don't know.
It's just, to me, it wasn't that fun. And also, some of, like, the puzzly things involving bosses and such.
Did you just say funner?
I don't remember ever saying funner.
I don't think he said funner.
It's not like he said, it's a pet peeve.
Oh, okay.
My dad used to always correct me when I was a kid, and so now when everybody else does it, I have to correct them.
I don't know why. I'm really sure I didn't say funner because
the game is not fun
to me at all, so I don't know why I'd ever bring up that word.
Well, and, you know, you're pretty intelligent, so I don't think you would say that word because that's not really a word.
I already hate this show. The show's horrible.
Rob did. I wouldn't. If Rob said it, I wouldn't think anything of it. But you know, rednecks make up words all the time.
This show is source code. We're already 8 minutes in, and the train's exploded. We're all dead. It's over. Let's just start again.
Oh shit.
Well, okay. Let's go on to Catherine. I don't really have anything else to say about the game. I haven't tried the Lantern Run, but having just recently started listening to the Giant Bombcast, I hear it's at this lantern bit that I played in the regular campaign, and I did not have fun with that. It's just annoying, and I heard that mode is really annoying, especially single player.
Another thing that's annoyed me about this game is the crystals where you gotta direct the light at a certain thing. That just got really annoying to me as well.
To me, like, what's annoying about that is that depending on the way you put in one crystal, the light can go a different way.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong, because it seems like...
That just seems stupid. It should just be, you put in the crystal, and then the light goes in this way. If you put it in a different color crystal, then it could go another way. Don't have me say, like, if I put it in this way up, or if I put it in the other way, it'll shoot...
Oh, so that actually does matter, is what
it did. You know, for me at least, when I was doing it, that happened, so...
Well, that's probably why I got stuck, because I was I don't know, I just kept trying to, these crystals weren't going anywhere near where I'd need them to go.
That's what I don't like about the game, is like, they have puzzles, and they're simple, but they don't explain it at all. With bosses, there are parts where, like, it says, here, you need to kill this thing with missiles. You don't have missiles, so attract these enemies that shoot these little spikes and have them be sucked in by this boss and crap, and I'm like, okay... You never really did a good job of explaining that to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's another bad thing about this game, is the way they explain stuff is in icons and pictures. But it's like, you're like, well, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with this. Why is that weapon useful? And then it's like, oh, then you're like, accidentally do something later. And you're like, oh, well, that's what I got to do now. So then you go all the way backtracking to go get the door you couldn't open before, simply because you didn't understand that this is how this works. Like, there was these ice things in the ice section that were like huge. And I kept trying to, I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to do. I tried to saw through and everything else. And then later... I had to do one of those missile sections, and I realized that once the missile hit it, it would explode the tip of it.
Yeah.
And then you could get through there, and I was like, oh, fuck, that makes sense.
Exploding tips. That's how babies are born. Well, how they're incepted inside vaginas. Catherine, speaking of vaginas.
Tell me more about this game, because I've seen a lot of people twittering about it, but I haven't actually looked up what it is yet.
Well, there is a demo on Xbox Live that Justin has probably downloaded.
Well, actually, my friend James stopped by the other day and downloaded it for us while he was here, because he said we really needed to try it out.
It's a game that is not for everybody. I will say that.
For Justin.
But basically, it's a more of an adult RPG. And when I say adult, I don't mean like a whole bunch of sexuality or anything, but it's got that. But it's like a very adult storyline. Basically, you play a guy named Vincent who is dating a girl named Catherine with a K, and he ends up sleeping with another girl named Catherine. And
did you beat the game?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the last areas, finally, but it's like, I hear there's like 6 fucking levels of this, but I thought I had beat the game last night. I was so excited, and then I realized there's a whole fucking area left.
Well, like the previous games, it would be, you could beat it now, but if you did things right, then you could keep going on to get the true ending.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but I'll just tell you, I just got to where the final section of the game where I'm facing off against Red Eye,
okay,
and I won't give away who that is. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was real excited because I was like, I'm going to beat this fucking game. I beat it. And I was like, fuck you. But I really want to finish it. I only got stuck once so far, but I started the Area 9 or Day 8, whatever. I don't know what the hell they are called, but and I got stuck, and I didn't really get stuck so much as I was ready for bed. I was ready to try to lay down. But basically, though, Carrie, there's 2 different parts of this game. There's the nightmare sections, which basically are block puzzles. You're trying to climb up this wall, and you got to move blocks in a certain pattern to make stairways so you can climb up this wall. The bad thing about that is that you really have to learn techniques and stuff to do this, mm-hmm. and you're not given enough time. I'm not going to say you're not given enough time, but you're always got this, the bottom floor is always dropping. So in the there are boss levels, and then there are just the normal levels. Normal levels are, it's a lot easier to play the game. You're not as rushed. You are rushed still, but you can climb pretty high pretty fast if you get a good groove going. So you got time to think later on. The boss battles are what are really annoying, because it's like those are really fast paced, and a lot of times you'll have to use items, or you'll just have to know in your head how to move these blocks to get up there. But the game, if you're playing it on easy, because that's what I've been playing it on, they allow you to hit the select button and take back a move. So if you pulled out a block and realized that's going to cause you problems, you can hit the select button or back button, and it'll undo that move, and you can do that up to like 9 times.
Huh.
So it's really hard to explain the game. If you play the demo, you'll get the idea. I will say that the demo is way harder than I think the actual game is, because you don't get to learn the techniques really, because as you go through the story mode, every time you beat a level, you'll go to this platform and you'll talk to these other sheep people, and they will teach you techniques.
I don't get that at all.
What?
I don't think the demo is difficult at all.
I got stuck. Well, I think the reason I got stuck on the demo is because I didn't realize that I could move those brown blocks. I was trying to solve that last section of the demo, but without moving those brown blocks. But they're just heavy. I didn't realize I could move them. They're just slower to move. But that's like the main part of the game. The game part of the game is moving these blocks. The other part is you're drinking at a bar, and you talk to people and stuff like that. And you also get cell phone text messages, and you can reply to these text messages, which is my favorite part of the game. But the storyline is just like really adult. And
your favorite part was for replying to the text messages?
Yes. Cause you like you'll get it like, but the basically the text message part is that you'll get a text message, and when you reply to it, you get to choose like 2 or 3 different messages, and then you put these messages together and send them off. And this affects the story in the game, because the game's supposed to have like, is it 4 different endings or something like that?
I don't know, but the story's bullshit.
Yeah, kind of.
It's utter bullshit because there's too much already set in stone. Your character, well, Vincent, is always a pussy, even at the end when it's just like, he becomes so confident in the nightmare world that he's like, yeah, because I played it, you know, going towards Catherine with a K, even though she's a bitch too. But I went, you know, the good route, and he gets out of it after the 7 days or whatever, and he's like, yeah, this is who I want and everything. And then there's this crazy shit that happens, and you're just like, you're just sitting there, not saying anything. You seem to make up your mind, but now you're just too much of a pussy to stand up and say anything. I hated that so much when that happened.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know. It makes sense in the story line why this stuff would happen once you get to the twist, which really wasn't a twist. I had done figured it out long before.
Well, it doesn't make sense why he's such a pussy.
Right.
And never grows a balls and at all, even though he has balls in the other world.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Because he's, yeah. But I think it's a fun game. It's definitely worth a try. Try the demo out. And it's also shocking how well this game sold. I know that's in our news, but I'm really surprised.
I don't know. I think there's just something about Atlus when they have their bigger games that get reviewed relatively well, because the same thing happened with Demon's Souls when they brought that over.
Yeah. Both of these games, I feel like, well, I don't know. Demon's Souls, I think, really sold well through word of mouth.
I think this is partially word of mouth, too.
I think it's more like the bloggers and stuff really.
That's word of mouth.
Well, I guess kind of.
What is word of mouth? No, people on the street are telling each other, Demon's Souls, go get that game.
Just walking by each other. Just walking down the street, some guy goes, Demon's Souls, go buy it.
Yeah. The word of mouth is the internet now, so bloggers, that's all word of mouth.
That would be hilarious. I'm going to do that when Darksiders 2 comes out. I'm just going to walk down the street and pass people and be like, Darksiders 2, go buy it.
You'd really confuse people with this thing. You just go around saying, Catherine, buy it. Go buy Catherine. You're like, what? That's Catherine.
That is Catherine.
No, both Dark Catherines are a bitch.
Not yet. Was that Justin Aspen?
Yes. I've been showing him, as Hayden keeps posting, like, the screenshots and stuff, I've been showing him to Justin. He's ready for it.
He's ready to throw cars again.
He still plays the first one quite often. Never really makes it past the first stage, but he's happy.
What I have been playing, I have been playing Captain America Super Soldier. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Super Soldier?
Trust me, I double checked.
Okay.
Now, have you seen the movie?
Yes, I have seen the movie. Basically, play this game. Have you seen the movie, Carrie?
I attempted to watch it this weekend at the drive-in, but it was the second movie, and I fell asleep during the middle of it.
Oh.
Well, so I saw, like, the first 30 and the first and the last 30 minutes of it.
This game actually takes place during the movie. There's a scene where he's going in to try to get some people out of a Nazi base, or a Hydra base, and that's where this game takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the game plays a lot like Batman Arkham Asylum. It's not as quite as polished, definitely, as Arkham Asylum, but I'm really having a good time with this game. The combat really is a lot of fun because it plays like the combat itself is the way it plays like Batman. But also, you're in these huge like complexes and stuff, and you've got to go do tasks and come back. It's not open-ended. I mean, it's a very linear experience, but for it being a movie tie-in game, it's really fun. And if you like Captain America like Kush, I'm sure he would like it as well. The throwing the shield and everything seems to work really well. I'm probably three-fourths of the way through the game. I didn't buy it new. I picked it up at GameStop used for like $40 after my discount and all that. So I would definitely say $20-$30, this game would be a lot of fun. For if you're like waiting for price drop, I would definitely say it's probably worth a pickup when it drops in price. Are you interested? I know you're interested in playing this too, Kush, right?
Yeah, there's no way I'd pay more than $20 for it though.
Right.
At all.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not. I was bored and I wanted to play it, so I went out and bought it. Mainly because I couldn't find it to rent around here. So
you could always buy it, use, and then return it within 7 days or whatever.
You could do that, but I didn't want.
Or you could rent it from Redbox and
no,
then not
don't
return
have
it and
at
get
Red
charged.
Box. They
get charged
don't have
$50 30 days later, like we did with Lego Pirates.
Oh, is that what happened? Did you mean that to happen, or did you just lose the? Did you just?
We couldn't. It's in one of the boxes. We haven't uncovered it yet, but Justin really enjoyed it, so we were thinking about keeping it. And then the other day, I got charged $50, so I was like, "Well, it's ours now."
So they just charge you like the $50. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think it's still $50 or $60 at Walmart right now. So
Yeah, it's $50 brand new, so.
Yeah, so.
So, but I mean, that's good. You had it for 30 days, so it's not like they charged you the $60 and then another $50 on top of it, so that's.
Yeah.
And also, I went back and I finished up Red Faction Armageddon, and then I downloaded the DLC and went through that. The DLC for Armageddon was a little disappointing simply because the first two levels of it are in-vehicle stuff, which is never as good as the actual on-foot shooting crap up, but. I still think this game is one of my favorite games this year. Shut up, Kush. But I don't know. I just really found this game awesome and fun. I've also played. I started playing the Fallout New Vegas DLC. I still haven't finished this game, but I had bought all the DLC, and I'm actually in New Vegas now. So that's not. I've been kind of like going up and finishing up some of the missions that I had left open, and I decided to go ahead and do a couple of DLCs to level up a little bit. And I've only gotten to the. I'm actually playing the second DLC they released for this game called Honest Heart, which basically you're going into Utah, and it's really a good DLC pack. I mean, I feel like it feels more like an expansion pack because you're in this whole big new area, and
oh god,
and you're meeting with Mormons and Native American people.
You get to kill the Mormons?
No, you can. It's up to you.
I'm buying this DLC. I apologize to any Mormon listeners.
My mom's Mormon. Fuck you, dude.
No, I'm not sure if Mormons are the ones I don't like. I get so confused with all these different.
They believe in magical underwear and space Jesus.
Yeah, they do. Mormons are crazy, man.
Do you have magical underwear?
I do not. I'm not Mormon. I was raised Baptist. That's not any better. We're not allowed to dance.
I think that's a good thing for you.
Do what? What'd you say, Kush?
I said it's a good thing that you're not allowed to dance.
I know, but I like the Fallout New Vegas DLC. I had to start with the second one, though, because the first DLC pack they released, and I can't remember what it's called at the moment, I went to that area, and they told me I needed to be, like, level 20 to do it, and I was, like, level 18 at the time, so I'm like, I'll just come back after I do this other DLC.
Wasn't it, like, Dead Money or something?
Yeah, Dead Money, that was it. But, like, this New Vegas DLC what was the one released on the first, or Fallout 3, where you got on a riverboat and went out to the bayou. It's kind of like this, that's kind of like how Honest Hearts is, because it takes you to a whole new big area where you explore, and there are side quests in this area and everything. So, I definitely think this DLC is worth the $10. And the last game I've been playing is Lost in Shadows, which was a Wii game that came out, I think it was this year that it came out.
I'm pretty sure it was this year. I think so. Early on, it's the game where you're like a shadow platformer,
right?
Yeah.
So basically, if you look at any of the art for this game, it looks like an Ico game. Except, basically, what you're doing is you're a kid, and your shadow has gotten cut off from your body, and you get thrown off of a tower, and so your shadow is trying to make it back to the top of the tower to get to his body. And how this is done is you are a shadow, so you're walking on the shadows in the background. So you got all the stuff in front of you, and in the background is where the game takes place. It's a little jarring at first when you're like, you're trying to think, well, where am I at? And you're like, oh, okay, there's the shadow. But you sometimes have to manipulate light to change the angle of shadows and stuff so that you can climb up areas. So let's say you got this gap. And you can only change the shadows in certain locations where it's to solve puzzles. So it's not like you're always trying to play around with shadows so that it will let you move on. It's just that certain areas you'll see at the bottom and be like, oh, I got to manipulate the shadow here. So, you know, it's a lot of shadow manipulation. That part of the game is fun because at that point it feels like a classic Prince of Persia type game, the 2D Prince of Persia, where you're traversing stuff and making jumps and crap like that. The problem with this game, there's two things that really bother me about this game. The first is the combat is really weak, so your weapon seems really short, so it's hard to hit enemies a lot of times, and you can get stuck between two enemies and they can juggle you back and forth and kill you because you can't kill one or the other one fast enough. And if that happens, the checkpointing system in this game is horrible because each area of the level, that's the only checkpoint. So you can enter a level, go 15 minutes, die, and have to start the whole level over again. These are really short sections. So, you know, like I said, they're about 15 to 20 minutes to get through the section. But getting near the end of a section and getting killed because you feel like your weapon's not good enough to kill these enemies is really annoying. And that's like what really is not. That's one of the reasons why I haven't gone back, is because I died near the end of a level and had to start all over. So that's really disappointing because everything else about this game is pretty amazing. It's pretty unique and fun. But that's all I have been playing for the most part. So Kush.
Man, this show is taking a sedative. I played a little bit of From Dust, not too much more, but I don't know how the rest of the game is, but my problem with the game really is that it seems to be really too reliant on you getting things done quickly instead of just trying to solve a puzzle or something. I don't like being rushed, and it feels like it's rushing me all the time, and I don't want to do that. I just want to be able to manipulate the world and just look around. Like it says, you want to get all this done before the time is up? I'm like, I'm just trying to do this one thing. Why you keep telling me about this forest crap? Hey, if you get 75% of the trees up or some crap,
you'll get a story.
I'm like, I'm still working on all this other crap. I don't give a shit about trees.
Well, there's one level I got really annoyed. I really do enjoy the game, but I'm like you. I wish there wasn't a time limit. I wish I could just...
Apparently, it opens up at the end. They're like, hey, you beat the game. Now we'll give you what you want.
So, like, there's this one level where there's early on that there's this huge volcano, and I was kind of like dicking around because it's the first time when you get to use the lava power. So you're trying to stop this tsunami that keeps coming over the walls. So you have to build up the wall around your settlements or around your area. You got to build up the mountain so the water can't come over and drown everybody. Well, I fucked around and did that. And then I'm sending people to go to the next village. And while they're at that village, I see an item because there's like certain like rocks spread around that you can send people to. So I had been fucking around trying to get this guy to this rock because it seemed like every time he would get close, the water would like, I don't know, wipe out the bridge I made. So he'd be like, help, help. And I would be trying to mess with that. Well, then what had happened, I had taken so long trying to do this that the volcano I hadn't realized was just constantly overflowing and making it running into the water. And then that would cause the landmass that the volcano was taking up to get bigger. So eventually what was happening was the lava was running down, setting the trees on fire. The trees were burning and killing the villagers before I could stop it. And they would have to rebuild this city, and every time they rebuilt this city, the fires from the lava would come down, hit the trees again, and fucking burn the city down again. And that happened for like 5 or 6 times, so I got so frustrated because I couldn't stop the lava. It would just keep coming. I just gave up. And that's another thing about this game as well, is that you don't have a save point during a level. So, and I hear some of the later levels can be 45 minutes long, and you'd have to do it all over again if you fucked something up and couldn't get it done.
That would suck.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't put some, like, save system in this game where you could save it at any time.
Yeah, I don't like games like that that don't have a save point. That makes me not want to play them.
So, Kush, how far are you? Have you gotten...
I only went through 2 levels or something.
Oh, so you haven't even gotten to the volcanoes yet.
I got... That was the last level I was on.
Yeah.
The one that's got, like, a waterfall and then the volcano.
Right.
And then it tells you to build like a protective barrier, protective wall with the lava, and I was looking at the wrong village, so I'm like, I'm looking at this village, I'm like, I don't even see water coming, and then apparently my village was destroyed. I'm like, oh, they're talking about that first one, okay.
Yeah, and that's something else is like, you really do feel rushed, because like, you'll get that part done, and then you're like, they'll have, that timer's just like always counting down for the next disaster.
The pathing is, I think it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's like, they will go, you're like, I don't want you
and
to go
that
like, way.
And then, like, there's a tiny little ass puddle, and they're like, no, they're like, I need help. They're like, oh, waving their arms like crazy. I'm like, move, you moron.
Something else that annoys me is there's a little bit of water. All you gotta do is pick up the water, but you'll not grab the water. You'll grab the sand, and it's like, ugh. So then you have to go find some place to drop that sand off you just picked up to pick up the water. It definitely has some issues, but it could be a lot of fun, but I feel like it's too linear, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I really wanted it to be more open and not have the time. I wanted to be able to fuck around with things and do cool stuff, but I still think the game is really beautiful and fun, but it's just, it's got some things that hold it back.
Yeah, it's okay. And I also finished Back to the Future, the game.
And, how is that game?
Well, it doesn't really run or control particularly well on PS3.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I posted the review to N4G, and I got 10 comments. I didn't look at any of them, but I'm sure they're all talking about how stupid I am for giving it a bad score. Because they all love the PS3. And I specifically talk about how poorly it controls and runs on the PS3. I hate the controls.
We haven't been able to play our PS3. You guys know I had trouble with Heavy Rain, which was way back there, but Brett finished Metal Gear Solid. What was the last one, like 4?
And it's out? Still showing that you're still watching the ending, so that's why you can't play any other games.
Well, no. He went back and wanted to play it again, like about a year ago. He wanted to go through it again. And it wouldn't load his save games. He tried just starting it over. Uh-huh. It wouldn't let him do anything with it. So we thought maybe the disc was bad. So a friend of ours gave us his copy because he was done playing it. Couldn't get that one to load either. And then whenever they had the welcome back package, we were trying to download the games that we, you know, got free. Uh-huh. And it never would download those all the way. And so a friend of ours bought a PS3 like a couple weeks ago, and he borrowed the Metal Gear Solid from us, and it worked plays fine on his. So I think there's something wrong with the system.
You maybe, yeah, that sounds like...
It sounds weird, though, that you'd have a problem downloading something. That doesn't that doesn't make sense why that wouldn't work.
I don't know. I had it sitting on for like 2 days, and it still would show that they were like 25% done.
You might be able to download them now because was it during the whole thing or was it after?
It wasn't right as soon as they opened up the offer. I waited a few weeks, you know, because I knew that the service would be probably pretty jammed.
They were having issues for at least the first week, maybe longer. I don't know. I didn't have any issues really. It was just the regular issues of download speed sucking.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But. I got it.
Yeah, for me, like, the PS3, man, is the slowest fucking downloading thing ever, but it does sound like it's something wrong with your system if he couldn't even play the retail games as well.
So we haven't really done anything with our PS3. I told him he needs to call them and see if we can send it in and have it fixed or whatever.
Yeah, it's only got a year warranty, and I'm sure you've had it longer than a year.
Oh, is it only a year for the PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
I had to send mine off back when Dark Souls came out, and
that sucks.
And it cost me $150 to get it fixed.
That's the regular warranty on all systems, or you know, that's the longest regular one. It could be 90 days to a year.
I thought Xbox was 3 years.
Well, they bumped that up because of the Red Rings. That was the only reason. It wouldn't be 3 years if it wasn't for that.
See, we've had to send in, you know, Brett's Xbox when it Red Ringed, and then I've had to send in a Wii, and I've had to send in a Nintendo DS, and both of them were over a year, and Nintendo took them back and fixed them and sent them back. Didn't charge me.
That's surprising because they usually only have like a 90-day warranty on that stuff. So.
And to me, Sony's absolutely the worst when it comes to customer service.
Yeah.
Remember me and my PS2? I went through 8 of them.
Damn.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I won't. If we can't fix it ourselves, I won't buy another PS3. We hardly ever use it. We just don't.
Well, you bought Portal 2 on PS3 as well, right?
Well, yeah, I bought it on. But the only reason I bought it was because I wanted the Steam version.
Right.
And I'd gotten a gift certificate for GameStop, and GameStop, you know, didn't have the PC version. So. Right.
But, I mean, did you ever play Portal 2 on the PS3?
Yeah, Justin did.
And it worked?
Yeah, it worked fine. He was able to play it on there.
Huh.
That was a while ago.
February?
That's a while ago.
He was having trouble with the Metal Gear Solid before that. So that's why we thought it was something wrong with the game. Because we were able to play some other games on there fine, like Portal 2.
Huh. The more convoluted the game, the harder it is to actually run it.
Maybe.
Justin's been loving that Misplosion game. Is that what's called?
Yeah.
He plays that one all the time.
He'll probably finish that game before I will.
Yeah, but I mean, he really enjoys playing video games. I mean, obviously, but if he can stay on the same level for a month, and it doesn't matter to him. He just likes playing.
Oh, man. I remember those days. You would get the shittiest Nintendo Entertainment System game there was, and it would be like you had to play it because it's like, I bought this or I rented this, and I'm going to play it.
Yeah. So. He doesn't care.
Speaking of games that Kush thinks shitty, he's been playing some Brink.
Yeah. I've gotten more into it just because I think one... playing other really, really bad shooters has made this seem better. So, you know, playing games like Duke Nukem Forever and Cartel. The Cartel, I've enjoyed this more. And also, the more you play it and the more you unlock things, then it just becomes better because you aren't so limited.
Yeah. But did you download the Agents of Change DLC pack?
I downloaded it because it's free for just the 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. I've downloaded it as well. I haven't tried it
I haven't played
yet.
It yet because I have other games. But yeah, I mean, Brink's okay. You know, $20, I was fine paying that much, but I wouldn't really recommend it for more.
When I watched the gameplay of it, it just always looked to me like it was very much like Team Fortress.
Yeah, it kind of is, in a way.
Kind of, but it's not as fast.
Oh, I have been playing one game.
Well, you can wait your turn. No,
okay. No, say it, say it.
I'm
now.
Just saying, I remember I have played one game in the last couple weeks.
What have you played?
Fairy Solitaire.
Oh.
It was a gift from a very generous person, so I had to play it, and I spent all evening one night playing it.
How could you not give something called Fairy to a person who goes by the name of Fairy? I haven't played it, so I don't know anything.
Well, like I told him,
plays like Solitaire.
Well, no, it doesn't. It's actually a lot more simple than Solitaire because you don't have to follow suits. Like, it doesn't have, like, hearts and clubs, and, I mean, they're all, like, little fairy characters. So you just have to watch your black and red go up and down. That's all you have to do.
Instead of aces, you have Tinkerbells.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little Julia Roberts.
Well, when I was a kid, my dad taught me to play solitaire. Me and him used to play double solitaire all the time. I love to play solitaire. So
I still play solitaire, and I prefer playing it with an actual deck.
Yeah, I do, too, but...
Well, I don't know. Will Kush be playing solitaire anymore? I heard he had a date last night.
I was going to ask about that. How did you double date?
It's not a date. I'm just going because I'm forced to go. And
well,
nothing happened.
Yet?
No, what happened? I'm just... Oh, okay. Whatever. I don't care.
Did you have a good time?
I had an okay time. I drank some whiskey, which was fine.
What?
I've had whiskey before. I'll do it when I go out or something. I don't really like a lot of drinks. I don't like beer. I don't mind harder alcohol. To me, the taste of beer is awful.
Oh, I can't stand
beer. Yeah, I can't stand beer either.
But at least something like whiskey, it gives you that nice, like, warm sensation or something. It's just, I don't know, beer just tastes awful, and I get nothing out of it. Still, even with whiskey, I don't really feel, I don't know how much I need to drink to actually get drunk yet, but whatever.
Me, I always get fruity drinks, so people always make fun of me because I get, like, amaretto sours, but I don't care. I love stuff that's sweet, and it tastes really sweet.
Fruity drinks can be fine. I like a good margarita's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brett's the same way. He likes girly drinks. He likes... Yeah.
Well, he's the one with the woman pains throwing up. Better watch out. He might start already having contractions. Keep your eye out on him.
I think he did have some contractions earlier in his butt.
That's a great image. But yeah,
you guys are giving me a complex. Every time I'm on, you guys are like, this is the worst show ever.
It's not. You, Carrie. I think me and Kush just have low energy today.
I got home late, and I passed out, fell asleep at 3, woke up at 6. Then I did yard work until, like, a half hour before the show. I was doing some landscaping for a friend. That's why I wanted to do it early instead of doing it after the show later.
Have you guys had a lot of hot weather up there?
Oh, up there, us? We don't live in the same area.
No, I'm talking about Kush. I mean,
yeah, it's been hot. It's been hot.
Yeah, it's been above 90 degrees up there. It's so hot up there.
Yeah, today's the last day of 90, and then it's going to go into the 80s, which is still hot for me, at least.
Yeah, that's not as bad. This has been here. It's been
constantly 100 degree days here for weeks.
115, 100. Yeah, we were moving and all that.
It's not actually been 115 here. It's been like 98, 99, but with the humidity, it's like 197 degrees outside. Ugh. So it's fucking miserable.
Yeah, the humidity is what's been killer, too.
And it's like the rain, like, avoids us. It's like, oh, it's going to rain. And it's like, oh, it's not raining.
We had some of the worst rain here, man. Some ridiculous things. Like, we had, I think it was the rainiest month ever in the history of the world. For Chicago, we got about almost 10 inches during the July month, and a lot of it happened on one day.
Ugh, I'm glad I wasn't on vacation that week.
And then a good amount of power outages, which really annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah, you had a power outage, what was it, last week?
I don't know, I had a few of them, and they really annoy the shit out of me.
You were bitching about it on Twitter. It's like,
for one, the power went out, and then like 15 minutes later, it came on back. For the people across the street, but not for us. And our street lights went on too. So I was just like, I kept going back every 15 minutes looking outside. I'm like, you sons of bitch. I just want to like go into their yards and just like cut their power lines. Because I was so angry.
That surprises me that you would be angry.
But it's just the thing that frustrates me about power outages is not what people expect. It's not like, oh, I can't play games or I can't use the internet or something like that. I worried about the food and stuff. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't really worry. It doesn't bother me that I can't watch TV or anything. It just...
And it's also about eating in general, too, because the stove, that's not going to work. The microwave's not going to work. The fridge, you know, it's not running. You're very limited.
Really, if you don't... Just to put your mind at ease. Really, if you don't open your fridge...
I know if you don't open the fridge, it's fine. And if you take something out,
it's fine for 24 hours.
But still, it bugs me.
You'd have freaked out, dude. 2 years ago, we had that ice storm move through here. There were people around us that didn't have power for...
I would have killed someone by then. It would have been too late. I would have killed someone so I could get sent to a prison where they do have power.
It was terrible. Like, my mom's friend didn't have power for, like, 2 weeks. And it was just like, they were coming over here to take showers and everything. It was just...
So I've been playing Power Outage at the game. Really fun. It's about linking things. It's like Pipe Dream. But instead of linking stuff to get water flowing, you're linking to get power back. But not really.
Oh, that's another game that Carrie's been playing. She's been playing Pipe Dreams, so I hear.
Pipe Dreams?
Yeah, you've been having some plumbing problems.
Yeah. No, well, it wasn't as much the problem with the plumbing as it was the problem with the plumber. We didn't have Mario, that's for sure.
Mario was on vacation.
Well, we had this guy. I mean, okay. Let me explain what's been going on anyways, because it's not going to make any sense to anybody who doesn't know. We were living in a house with, you know, 4 bedrooms and everything, and we had moved out of a house we really loved to make enough room for Brett's sisters, and one of them wanted her own room. So we moved into this house that cost us more money, and then she decided to go live somewhere else. So we kept trying to afford the house on our own because everybody had their own room and everything, and it just wasn't working out. So we decided to move into his grandma's house, which has been sitting empty for 2 years since she passed away. Still had all of her stuff in it, but it's paid for, you know, and it belongs to him and his sisters. We decided to move here. We took a week of vacation off work. We're trying to get everything that we didn't want out of here, plus get our stuff from over there to here, which, you know, it's kind of a struggle anyways. But then we get over here and we come to hook up the water, and that guy's like, you got a leak somewhere. That water's running too fast on the meter. So... I call out Ready Rooter after calling a few other plumbers and having them like blow me off, not show up and stuff. And that guy was here for 3 days. He told me originally, he said, I'm not sure how many leaks are under there, but I can tell you that if there's one leak and then 3 additional leaks, it'll be around $600. And I said, and he said, and you have to pay half up front and then you can work out a deal with us on the rest of it. And I'm like, okay. And he said, worst case scenario, we have to replumb the whole house. It'll be $1,500. And I was like, okay, I can't afford that. But, you know, I can't afford what you're saying, you know, you might, you know, have be faced with. So he's here for 3 days, doesn't really talk to us while he's here. He just keeps working on stuff, and you know, every day about 5 o'clock he's like, oh, it's 5 o'clock, I gotta go get some more supplies, so I'll be back tomorrow. Oh, it's 5 o'clock, you know, it's my weekend, so yeah, I'm taking off. Finally, like the end of the second day, he comes up to Brett with this piece, and he's like, this goes to the line that is from the meter to your house, and it's broke, and so I can't hook up the water from there. He's like, well, so we'll have to dig up underneath and pull and re-put in another pipe. And he's like, that's going to cost you about $1,500.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then he says, and I'm already up to $1,500 in fixing all the leaks.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And I'm like, I told you I couldn't afford that. You know, when you said that you might have to charge us $1,500 to replumb the whole house, I told you I didn't have that money. And so he says he's going to come back the next day. And first he said, well, maybe you could talk to one of your neighbors, because the guy next door seems pretty nice. Maybe you could talk to him and you could hook a hose from his house to yours and use his water. And I was like, no, that's not, I'm not even going to go ask him that.
I just can't believe that.
I know, right? And so, you know, then he says, well, I can hook a hose from the house to going straight to the meter. You'll have water. But if the city notices it, they're going to tell you you have like 10 days to get it fixed. He said, if you already have an appointment set up with us or somebody else, they'll probably be a little bit more lenient with you. But, you know, it'll get you water for right now.
Oh my God.
So he brings me the bill for $1,700. And we got it worked out with, you know, we paid an amount and post-dated some checks and stuff. And I called the different plumber. My parents co-signed a loan with us so we could have some money to fix some other. Because then he was also telling me that he didn't think the water heater was going to hold, that we were going to have to buy a new water heater. He said that the gas line didn't look like it was where it was supposed to be.
Oh,
that
no.
That it was probably, and he just kept throwing all these numbers of everything we were going to have to fix. So my parents let us borrow $5,000 from the bank, and they co-signed. Got a different plumber out here, and he's like, you know, I don't understand half the stuff he did, why he did it. Like, you guys didn't need this new washer box behind your washer. What you had was fine.
Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I don't see how he can tell you that your water heater's bad when it's not even hooked up. I can't tell you that. He said, you know, we're going to have to wait until we hook it up. But if it worked before, I don't know why it wouldn't work now. It's not like the pipes, you know, they froze and burst. That's explainable. But he said, your water heater probably didn't do that. And he was like, yeah, I think in some ways he screwed you guys. And so we had them start working on it. Now we have water to all the... Oh, yeah, because we only had water to one bathroom with this guy, too. And we didn't have hot water. And so we had this other company come out, and they checked the gas. And he told me, too, he's like, we're not going to have to do anything to those gas lines. He said, if the gas company had service to here before, then they're fine with the way it is. He said, you know, it's fine. He said, as long as the gas pressure holds, you're fine. They've come in and got us hooked up. We have hot water now. We have water to both the bathrooms. There's still a hose running from the side of the house. They're going to do that next week. But I've only had to pay them like $600 so far.
So do you want to give out the name of this other place?
The original?
Yeah, because what was
Ready
it?
Rooter.
Ready Rooter. Yeah, I wouldn't use those dudes. Those guys sound shady. And I can't believe we just talked about that.
Well, and he even came in like we had a leak in the shower. We couldn't even use the shower for a week because after he left, we kept getting water that would seep under the wall, you know, and the carpet would get wet. So we wouldn't let anybody take a shower. We kept going over to the old house and taking showers. And so I called them back out and was like, you know, he needs to fix this. He told me that everything from the kitchen back was ready to go. And I said, we have a leak in the shower. So they sent out another guy and he showed me where the leak was. It was in the wall. They had to cut a hole in our bedroom wall. And he was like, well, that wouldn't have been covered under what he did because it's above the valves. But I told him everything the other guy did. And he's like, okay, the owner's name is Tommy. He said, I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but I think you should call and have a conversation with him about this. He said, I'm always having to come out and fix this guy's mistakes. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I don't want to say that he overcharged you, but I think you should call the owner. And he said, I feel really bad for you guys. So I'm not going to charge you guys for me coming out here for, you know, my parts or anything. He said, you know, the minimum I can charge you to fix this leak is $120. Which the other guy charges $386 for the first leak. And I called and left the owner a message, and he still hasn't called me back. So apparently he doesn't care that I'm very upset with the service.
Oh, that's terrible. But back to video games. I didn't realize that was going to be such a long story.
Yes.
Kush, are you still there?
I don't know anymore.
Well, but now you guys know why I haven't been playing video games, because I've had all this other shit going on.
Dragon Age DLC, go!
Yeah, they suck.
Those are both terrible. The Witch Hunt wasn't as bad, but
yes,
that
it's horrible, because it's nothing about Morrigan. And you get her at the end, and then it just ends.
Yeah,
and it cuts, though, to a part where you can see your character in something that almost looks like a fade area or something, but then the game just ends, the credits show up. It like auto-saves or says, here, you want to save, and then it saves, and you see your characters out of a cutscene or a dialogue section, and then this cutscenes roll.
Yeah.
I also forgot how bad that game looked.
Golems of Almgarak or whatever it was, that DLC was fucking atrocious. So you finished both those?
Yeah, I did those just to have them as part of my character when I imported that backstory or whatever for Dragon Age 2. Because those are the only two that count. Like, the standalone ones, they don't have
to do with their character. Well, and the expansion pack, the Awakening, also counted.
Well, yeah, I beat that, though.
Yeah, I knew you had beaten that.
Which, it's so funny, because you meet Anders again in Dragon Age 2, and I honestly, I must have completely disregarded his character, because I don't remember him at all.
Really?
I really don't, because he goes all crazy, and I'm like, did he get this in the Awakenings game? Because when he goes all crazy and gets, like, possessed or something, I don't remember this at all.
Oh no! See, that didn't happen. In
that
the
didn't. Okay, because that like happened. When that happened, I'm like, "What the fuck's going on?" This
yeah,
is crazy.
No, that didn't happen in the game either. But I could see where, from where I played my game, how that would have happened, or I understood where the characters come from and why he did what he did. So you finally got a copy of Dragon Age 2 Signature Edition.
Yes, with the DLC codes. So that's exciting, and I'm enjoying the game so far. It definitely seems. I can't really judge that well because I don't remember the demo enough just because it was so long ago, but it definitely, to me, looks like it, at least the visuals are better than the, in the demo, in the retail version, they're better.
Right, I thought the same thing.
They seem,
well.
They seem a lot more polished.
It definitely does look better in the demo. How long have you been playing? Have you?
I would say maybe about 6 hours. I have Anders, obviously. And right. I have the elf with, like, the body tattoo white
fitness.
Crap, whatever. Yeah. I'm trying to get through it a little quicker because I want Isabella. I have, like, so many gay options. I have no straight options. I'm like, there's all these things where it says, like, love. It, like, shows you the heart. And then there's the other one that shows you a broken heart. I'm like, I don't want either of these guys. Where's a woman?
Yeah, you get Isabella and then there's another elf woman. Elf mage that you can also date.
There's a character that you see for very briefly in the beginning that's like an archer who's like a prince. Does he become an option? Does he become, you know, able to join your party?
Yeah. That's from the DLC. Yeah, that's from the DLC. That's
he's an
exiled prince DLC. But he doesn't come available, I don't think, to like the third act of the game.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, maybe I think it's the second act of the game he comes available.
When he comes available, is he like a full-fledged character, or is he like a Mass Effect?
No, it's not like that Mass Effect character.
Because it's kind of disappointing to hear he doesn't come in for a while, because he seemed kind of cool, and I liked his design. And he's like got an Irish accent or something.
His problem with that character is he's very religious.
Great. So. Now I don't want to see him at all.
As soon as I said that, I would be like, well, he's not like Christian religious. He's that religion or whatever it is, the chantry and stuff.
Yeah. So he's like the Liliani or whatever. Wasn't she the religious one, sort of?
Liliani. Oh.
From the first.
No,
the first
she wasn't
game.
Religious. She was an assassin.
She was an assassin. I don't remember her being an assassin. The one who has her own DLC pack.
Right, yeah.
Whatever, I don't remember then. I could have sworn there was one that
was a nun or something. She was a bardish. She was like a bard, not really an assassin. She would tell stories about things.
But yeah, I'm liking the game so far. And I'm going to say that I think BioWare came out and said this, and I'm going to say it's bullshit still, that no matter what you do with the created character, nothing is going to come close to looking as good as the one they have already set out for you, for Hawk. I'm just using the default face.
I didn't like Lady Hawk.
I play as a guy, so I just use default. I wish you could do some minor touches, like let me change his eye color or something.
So, you probably haven't noticed this yet, but I don't think you're probably far enough. Have you gotten any of the armor upgrades for your characters?
I think I got one for a different character, because I think I got an achievement that's like, you upgraded an armor. I'm like, whatever. I didn't do anything, though.
Did it annoy you that you couldn't change the armor on each of your characters?
On the other characters or something? Because changes on my guy.
Yeah, I'm talking about, but I'm like, you can't go to somebody else's armor and say, oh, I got this shield that I can't use, so I'm going to give it to this person. They're like, oh, but they can't use any of this armor.
They can't use any armor?
They can, I think maybe shields and swords you can change on them, but anything else, I don't think you can wear any of the other armor that you pick up. Almost all the armor you pick up is only for the main character.
Well, that's kind of stupid. Like, I wouldn't have a problem if they could wear armor, but it would never be visible on them because they have specific character designs. That would be fine with me.
Yeah, but no, they have specific armor, and all you can do is upgrade their armor by finding it or purchasing it. But it doesn't. Your main character is the only one that ever gets to wear the armor that you pick up on the ground. I said, shields and swords and stuff like that don't count, because I know I've changed shields.
Well, I would expect that weapons that they should at least allow that. For you to change that,
but yeah, the armor and stuff is set to that character, and it can only be upgraded by certain items that you find or whatever. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna give them this plate mail I found. I'm gonna give it to the chick. I'm like, okay, but that doesn't work out.
I'm liking the characters so far for the most part.
I did enjoy the characters a lot. Because
that was my problem with Awakenings. I'm pretty sure I played through most of Awakenings every time having an option to take somebody. I'm like, no, I'm fine by myself. Because I'm pretty sure I played that game solo unless I was forced to have someone.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I hated every character in the game. They were all so annoying to me. When like there'd be the sections where they'd join your party, and then like after you go through an area, it'd say, do you want me to come with you or whatever? And I'd be like, no, get away from me. I don't like you. I really didn't like anyone in Awakening.
See, I really liked Anders.
I know you liked Anders.
But so have you noticed that you seem to be going to the same areas in the side missions?
Yeah. I mean, that's, to me, that could be annoying, but for me, it's, as long as the story is there, I don't care.
Right.
If the story is interesting and the story is okay so far, so.
The story for this game just seemed really weird, and there's a lot of this game I liked.
The thing I love is that you get to the, whatever, I don't remember the name of the area, Kirkland?
Kirkwall.
And then you get there, you're like, you do one mission, and then a year passes. And then everyone's talking about, oh man, you've really got a reputation for everything you did in that year. I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah,
I've got this reputation from all this shit I never did. They reference things to them. I'm like, I don't remember doing that, but okay.
Yeah, or you meet somebody in this town and you're like, hey.
Yeah, we worked together for so long. You know what? For old time's sake, I'm going to help you out with this. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, I don't remember you ever, so that's fine with me. Give me a discount. Do this. Whatever.
Yeah, but I was really disappointed in the game overall just because I felt like it was really rushed, and I felt like they took all the strategy from the first game and really just like turned it into an action RPG.
I like that about it. I like the combat. I think a lot of the reasons why I like the combat, because I don't think it's really that much different at all from the first game. I think what I like is that the animations are a lot more smoother and it's just polished in that way.
I don't know. I really like the strat. There were times in Dragon Age Origins where I would get just fucking slaughtered because I wasn't planning things out. I was trying to run in and just kill things. And this, I never really felt any kind of danger, except maybe the first boss was like really difficult.
It definitely seems, because I'm playing on casual because I don't trust the game. I played the first one on casual too.
Oh, did you? Well,
yeah, because I don't want to deal with. I don't really. To me, these kind of games, I don't. It's about the story. I don't need to play it on difficult.
Okay,
and the achievements don't give me anything for playing it more difficult, so they can kiss my ass. But yeah, I'm liking the game so far, and I never really remember characters' names unless I've been playing the game for a while.
Uh-huh.
Because for one, these characters are always like, it's a fantasy world, so they got these ridiculous names or whatever. But I like that the dwarf character you have,
Varric.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah,
which is weird because I usually don't like dwarfs. Not because they're short or anything. They usually annoy me. And it's really kind of weird seeing them because it's like the only dwarf
who doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, I'm like, he looks so weird.
Well, he's such an odd character because, you know, dwarfs always have beards and they're never rogues.
And also, they usually have that more like gruffy voice, but he's just sort of like a suave voice.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I really like him.
And I also like that female knight that you get as well. That journey. Did you get her? I'm sure you had to have gotten her.
I don't know.
She's the one that joined you.
Are you talking about the one who joined you right in the beginning?
Yeah,
Whose husband, who was in the demo too anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have her.
I have her. She's an okay character.
She's the captain of the city guard now. Oh, yeah. You probably haven't went and met her yet again, though, have you?
I have her. I have her, and then I have whatever, that elf guy. I have Anders, I have the dwarf, and then the brother. The brother can kiss my ass. The second I was able to kick him out of my party, he was gone.
Oh, your brother?
Yeah. I don't know. He's not a mage, because I'm a mage.
I'm kind of confused to who the brother... Oh, no, the brother's a knight, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
See, I didn't have him because I played a female, so he died.
Yeah.
Which, what really annoyed me in that game is, like, I felt like, since I wasn't a mage, I got, like, three mage characters so fast in that game that was like, really? This is...
Yeah, I've got no mages. The first one I got was Anders.
Yeah, so that's good. You probably needed him, so...
I'm enjoying the game. It's very nice to see it. Especially, I might just like it more so because I just played the DLC from Dragon Age, but it's so nice to see it look prettier. Because, my God, I forgot how ugly that game looked. And maybe it wasn't as bad because it's, like, almost 2 years old now, but that game is not pretty.
It wasn't pretty when it was released.
So. I look at it, I'm like, oh, God. But I like it.
So you went out and did something dumb this week.
I didn't do anything dumb because I'm going to get it price adjusted.
So you bought a 3DS.
Yeah, because to me alone, those deals are a reason enough for me to get it. Because right. Especially the Game Boy Advance games.
Apparently, Walmart's going ahead and dropping the price down on the 9th.
Yeah. But it doesn't really matter because I'll get price adjusted anyway.
Right. Where did you get yours
from? Best Buy.
Best Buy. There were no warnings when you tried to buy
it? No, like, they never mentioned anything about a price thing. So they can't really say anything about that.
Right. So so what do you think about your 3DS? Did you get black or blue?
Black. I hate the blue. I think the blue is ugly.
I like
the black. I think it's smaller than I expected. Even though like I only mess with yours really sparsely.
Yeah, like 10 seconds, I think.
But I don't know, I like it. There's a lot of things I like about it, and I think it's well done, but really the most obvious thing is there's just no software for it, really.
Right.
I haven't picked it up because there have been plenty of times where there have been deals like buy one, get one 50% off or something like this. So I'm just going to wait for another deal.
Well, Best Buy started a deal today at their stores where it's it may not be DS though. I know it's PS3 and Xbox 360 that if you buy one.
I don't
one,
think there was 3DS too. I think it was just like PS3.
Yeah, buy one, get one half off. Yeah, it's just Xbox 360 and PS3. I thought I had you another good deal.
But I posted a tweet just making the joke that the two best games on the system are both over 10 years old and star a little boy in a green tunic.
So you picked up Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening DX on the eShop. I also bought that as well because that is one of my favorite Zelda games.
I'm pretty sure I didn't play it, so that's one of the reasons why I got it.
Right.
And it's just like one of the things that I can still really early on in it. So, but one of the things I love about it is just the way it's sort of like a tutorial where all these kids tell you, you know, like how things work in the game. And they're just like, you know what? I hear if you do this, this will happen. But I don't know because I'm a fucking kid. You know what? I hear if you put a penis in a vagina and you explode, babies come out. But I don't know because I'm just a kid. I can't even get erect. They don't say that in the game, but
no, of course
they
not.
Could.
This game is rated E for everyone, I think.
But I like it.
Yeah, to me, it's one of my favorite Zelda games, and like, it's one of the first Zelda games that you could ever jump as well, because you get an item that lets you jump in the first dungeon,
and
which I thought was really funny.
Just looking at the pricing of something like that, I know they will release these Game Boy Advance games down the line. I don't because
right.
it says we currently have no plans, but of course they're going to do it because they'd be stupid not to,
right.
Especially those games like. Metroid Fusion, that's one of my favorite games of all time from Nintendo, so.
Yeah, they're giving us some really good games.
Why I was like, okay, you sold me.
Yoshi's Island was fucking fantastic on Super
Nintendo. The NES games are just sort of like, okay, these are fine games, but they're all pretty old so far. Like, I hope there's something bigger in the other five, but the Game Boy Advance games they've listed so far all have been amazing.
Yeah, like, I have Metroid Fusion, but I would definitely go back and play that because I don't think I ever finished it. So,
I would love to see them have a game that's not Nintendo. Specifically, I want to see a Castlevania game for the Game Boy Advance games.
I doubt they don't.
I don't think there's any way that would happen, but
I
would love to see
I'm hoping that they release a Legend of Zelda game on the GBA. I'm hoping they release the Minish Cap. But something tells me if they do, they're going to release their Zelda, the Super Nintendo version of Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening. Or not Link's Awakening, but Legend of Zelda, whatever the fuck a game was called that I played last week.
A Link to the Past?
Link to the Past.
That would be fine to me. I've never played it.
Yeah,
I'll
I know.
Take it.
But I'd rather have the Minish Cap because I've been trying to find a copy of that fucking
but
game.
To me, just judging like the prices of this DX game, I would be surprised if they were anything cheaper than $10. I think they'd be $10 at the very cheapest for a Game Boy Advance game on the eShop when they do come out.
Yeah.
So I think it's a pretty good deal for those people who can't do what I'm going to do, which is cheat them.
And I also recommend if you want to pick up another game, to pick up that Donkey Kong game.
Which one? Just the Donkey Kong? Or I mean, there's like Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong on Game
so
Boy.
So just the Donkey. Okay.
Yeah, that
well,
game.
Well, the other game I'm thinking about picking up is the Kirby's Dream Land. Because Kirby's probably my favorite Nintendo character.
The Donkey Kong game that's on there on the Game Boy version is really fucking good. It's a puzzle game. It's not really. It's the first four levels are the old classic Donkey Kong, but then after that, there's 96 more levels that are like puzzle based, where you've got to try to figure out how to get this key to a certain place. And it's not like the Mario mini games; those are, I don't know, those aren't as fun. But this is like the first Mario versus Donkey Kong type of game, and it's really good. And still holds up quite well.
Alec, I think there's so much. There are a lot of well designed things in place with this, but the software is really just the big issue. Because I think they've really put incentive into taking this with you everywhere, but I'm sure people don't. But just because with Street Pass and, like, you know, with the walking steps and stuff, but I, you know, I've been taking it out with me, and I have one Street Pass, which was by a really weird person who had no face on his Mii and had cat ears, and it was just really weird. I sent him into the part where, like, your own personal Mii is in a dungeon, and you have to send him, and I had him attack the ghost. He landed three hits, and then the ghost did something, and he ran away like a pussy. Yeah. So it's like, that was worthless.
That's how it works. What annoyed me about that, though, is you can only get 10 coins a day when you take your DS out and you go walking. That kind of pissed me off, because I'm like, I get 10 coins in, like, 25 minutes of walking around at the hospital. So it was like, I got to the point where I didn't even carry it with me anymore, because I used to carry it with me all the time, because I thought as long as I was walking, I'd get coins, but it locks you out at 10, and I would have to go into there, and I would change the date, so it would be a different day, and
I'm considering there's this, like, Power Pack Plus thing, too.
Yeah, the Nyko.
Yeah, which I've read a lot of, you know, pretty much nothing but good reviews.
Plus, it also makes the back of your system bigger, so it's easier to hold on
to. So I've been considering that, because it's not, I mean, it's $20, so it's not that bad, and not like
something. Oh, it's down to 20?
It's not something that
30.
Well, that's 30 if you want the stupid ass stand or whatever charging dock.
I didn't realize that.
You don't need the charging dock. You can still charge it with the regular cable. But I like it because it's not like something that you attach to the back. You take out the battery and then you screw this one in.
Right.
And it just,
it's not the thing that you put around your wrist that charges it while you're playing it.
But I mean, I'm liking it. I just think, you know, there needs to be more software. But that's whatever. I'm fine if they start releasing more eShop things.
So this kind of goes right into our question of the week: are dedicated portable gaming devices on the way out? Well,
I think exactly what I just said is the only question. I think there will always be a place for them if companies are still willing to make software for them.
I mean, people get all caught up in the price of a DS game or a 3DS game, but to me, I don't know. They're like, oh, you could buy this, or you could buy 40 iPhone games. Yeah, I would rather buy a Zelda or a Mario game. Like, I cannot wait for that Mario game that's coming. And it's to me, this the third party is not a reason why to own a DS, a 3DS. It's the first-party games that you want. You're not going to want to play Chicken Blaster.
Well, there's still plenty of third-party games if they come and support it. Because, I mean, there's no way I would buy a system just for first-party games, because that's not worth it then to me. Because, I mean, there are a lot of great DS games that are not first-party, like the Phoenix Wright games, like Henry Hatsworth. I mean, there's a whole bunch of games.
Yeah, but are those people going to make 3DS games? Because
who knows?
That
I don't know.
Be...
At this point, nobody knows.
When they
but at the same time, there are games in Japan that have not come out here. Like, there's been a Professor Layton. You know, that game's already out there. When's it going to come out here? Who knows?
Probably closer to holidays. They got to have reasons to move the system. And the first time they release a Pokemon, they'll sell these fucking things.
I'll say this right now, Nintendo. Release every single Pokemon game on the eShop, and I will buy every single one of them.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure that's coming.
Do it right now, and I will buy all of them. You give me a complete Pokemon pack for $200, I'll buy it. That's a horrible price. I'll pay $100. That's still horrible, but whatever.
So, So Nintendo did drop the price of their system to $169, which we talked about yesterday.
Which will go effective August 12th.
Right. They're going to drop the price then. And so if you buy it now, you can get the 20 free games. But if you have to wait till after the 12th, then you don't get anything.
Yeah.
But that was a very smart price drop, I think.
I think it's way more than I ever expected. I would expect if there would be a price drop at all, it would be to $200.
Now, this goes back to the portable gaming device thing. Do you think now Vita is going to have an even more difficult time?
I think it's definitely going to, especially since it got pushed back.
Right.
But it's not, you know, people are saying that they're a bunch of liars, but they never came out and clearly said that this is definitely coming out in the States in 2011.
They never said definitely, but they did say that it was going to hit before holidays, but I don't think they never definitely
like
said
right after
day.
That effective Jack Tretton or whatever came out and said it'll be coming out whatever holiday quarter whatever, which includes like up till March in the next year. And when there was like, I've read like the news thing you posted in there and said that it will, they're lying because they said it would hit at least one market and it's only going to be coming on Japan. I'm like, what are this article makes no sense. Japan is one market.
True, very true. So, I mean, 3DS did a good thing. They dropped their price.
I think that the Vita could be really screwed now because by that time it'll you know, the 3DS is going to be cheaper than it unquestionably be. But also, that's, you know, at that point, all these different games will be out, like the Mario games and whatnot. So
do you think, here's my conspiracy theory about this. Do you think that the Vita was planning to come out this year? They're really going to try to, so they go toe-to-toe with the 3DS? So they figured that if you put these two close side-by-side, people would pick the Vita over the 3DS. But once the price drop happened, they realized that that wasn't...
No, that doesn't make any sense to me, because pushing it back does not help them at all. Saying, yeah, we don't want to go up against the 3DS now because it's cheaper, so we're going to push it back. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean, oh, we're going to release it in March when nobody cares.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened with the 3DS as well, is that it was released in March.
And with no games.
With no games.
Because the only game I kind of want other than Zelda at this point is that Ghost Recon. I'm very interested in trying that out.
Yeah, it's definitely not a $40 game. The Ghost Recon is not, but... It's not a bad game, especially if you liked Advance Wars.
I love Advance Wars. That's one of my favorite games of that kind.
All right. Well, what have we been watching?
Fucking Tekken.
Tekken. I can't believe you watched that.
I could not watch that. It finally came out here after it like was released in theaters like 2 years ago in Japan or some ridiculous thing. It's a stupid movie. It's very much a video game movie. Like, nothing makes sense. The brackets in their tournament don't make sense. There's, like, fighters will have two fights while others have no fights, and they'll just be in the semifinals or whatever. And for whatever reason, they feel the need that, you know, in a real world where they're having a tournament, let's have the fighters, you know, take place and put them in different arenas all the time with different backgrounds because it makes sense.
So is Nina and Anna in it? Is it a big plot?
I mean, there are,
there?
Like, I think there are 8 characters or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
And Shang Tsung's in it as whatever the guy with white hair, who I don't know his name. I don't know any of these people's names. Yeah. And he gets blown up or something.
This movie sounds god-awful.
It's better than the worst video game movies, but I don't know. It's just kind of ridiculous.
Is it better than Street Fighter, the movie?
Technically, yes. But, I mean, Street Fighter is like a classic for how bad it is. But there's just so many weird things. I don't know. Whatever. It's not
so
recommendable.
A movie we both went out and seen this weekend is Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with
it. I loved it. And I was really looking forward to it from the trailers, especially because there was a lot of bad press about it because it kept getting pushed back and stuff, but it really delivered.
Like, I've never seen any of the other Planet of the
Apes. I've only seen the Burton one, which is horrible.
I know that I got a passing knowledge of the movies just from, you know, pop culture for years and years about these movies, but I think I like this one more because it didn't look so fake, you know, it didn't look like alien humans or something, or ape humans.
Well, Andy Serkis is the man.
Who the hell was he?
Caesar.
So he,
you know, he was Gollum, he was King Kong, he's the enslaved guy.
Yeah, I know who Andy Serkis is, but I didn't realize...
He was the boss in 13 Going on 30. He danced to Thriller. He's gay in the movie.
you seem to love Andy Serkis. That's all I'm saying. But this movie
had Andy Serkis and Mark Ruffalo. I like both those guys.
13 on Going on 30 was not a bad movie.
That's not a bad movie. I'm blanking on the actress's name right now, but I don't mind her either.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. I kept thinking Janine Garofalo. I'm like, that is way off. That is nowhere.
That's not correct. Miss Ben Affleck is who that... So, yeah, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I had really no desire to see it until I seen the previews, because I had seen Planet of the Apes, and I'm like, I don't want to see that. That's probably going to look dumb. And then it's like, oh.
You see the trailers, and it's just like, there's like so much atmosphere here, and it seems to be so, I don't know, I don't even really know how to explain it, because it's not, I mean, from what I've heard, the other Planet of the Apes movies are all kind of,
cheesy.
You know, funny in a way. This movie's not really funny at all.
Right. And they did set up the storyline for Planet of the Apes very, like... Because apparently, you know, there's the whole scene with the astronaut going off into the Mars mission. And then the newspaper on the steps that morning is lost in space. But they don't give any reason, because that's when the monkeys start, you know, doing stuff. Yeah. So.
And I'm gonna say right now that I'm about to give out some spoilers. But one part that I didn't know if it was actually in the movie, but I found it to be really powerful when it happened, was when Caesar first spoke.
Yeah.
Because I was not expecting them to do that in the movie, and I was, but that
it,
was
the whole theater gasped when that happened. It was like so shocking.
Yeah, and it was so fucking funny because it's that the asshole in this movie is the asshole boy from Harry Potter, Draco or whatever.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yep. He's made a career of playing assholes.
I kept looking at the dude, and I'm like, is that the guy from Mega 64? Oh man. So
he was my one problem with the movie, though. I just thought it was kind of stereotypical to have this, he puts in there, and then here's the asshole who ruins everything.
But, you know, they kind of had to do that because that's what set the story forward.
Yeah.
But, all right, television, Castle, season 2 and 3.
I really like the show.
I've never watched the show at all.
I've been enjoying it. I mean, part of it is because, you know, I always like the kind of shows that have that little on and off between a man, the tension between a man and a woman going back. But I like that kind of thing. I'm right. Like, you know, like, have you watched Psych?
I watched
Psych. Like, I mean, they'd have that off and back with the main, the Psych guy, and then the female.
Yeah, I didn't get that far from that show.
But I like that kind of stuff. And also, it doesn't hurt that the main actress is pretty much exactly my type, so.
Oh.
But I like it, though. I think the way the third season ended was a bit much, because usually seasons end with, like, a cliffhanger or some kind of big thing happening. But I felt in this finale, something really big happened, and it was kind of shocking, and then there were a few minutes left, and then another big thing left, and I'm like, why do you have to do all this? I'm like, it seemed... And also, I'd say that the way the very end worked out, I think there was a chance for either one of two characters to something happen to them, and I think it would have been better if the other character had it happen to them. I think it would have been more impactful, so I'll leave it at that.
I put Ancient Aliens down here because it's the only TV I've watched. The History Channel show, they talk about aliens... visitors and stuff from back in the history, and I really think the show's interesting, so it's right up my alley. But I think if you're into the aliens and stuff like that, definitely want to check out this History Channel show. There's one thing I did hear last week, or hear this week, that I didn't know. Did you know that they're making a Friday Night Lights movie?
Another one?
Yeah, with the characters from the TV show. They got that, it got announced last week. I heard Kevin Smith talk about it.
So it's going to happen after how this ended.
Right.
Maybe it could be okay. I just don't know what the hell they'd be doing in it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because, I mean, the reason the show's been so great is because they have an entire season to fledge out the storyline and everything.
Right.
What are they really going to show in a movie? It's going to be the Tim Riggins story?
No, it's going to have, the coach and his wife in it, so. But,
They get a divorce. That's the movie.
Well, maybe also Saracen and Julie will get married, so. But, I don't know. I'm excited to hear that because I really love that show, and they can do a movie and pulled it off. But it's funny when you look at the whole history of this, because it started out as a short story that got turned into a book, that got turned into a movie, that got turned into a TV show, that got turned back into a movie again.
And then it'll have another sequel in the short story.
So, looks like you've been reading some comic books. Some comics. Comic book nerd.
Moriarty number 4, the end of the, I think it's the Dark Chambers, the subtitle, but that storyline ended and it was very, very good. I really enjoy it. And this is coming from someone who had no knowledge of Sherlock Holmes or any of that kind of crap beforehand. It made me very interested in the character and I kind of want to go and read the books maybe.
Hmm.
It makes me excited for the movie too, since Moriarty is going to be the main villain of the sequel.
I didn't even watch the last Sherlock Holmes movie.
It was okay. It was the first good Guy Ritchie movie since Snatch.
Snatch.
That movie's fantastic. But yeah, I highly recommend people go check it out. It's a very good comic. Trade paperback will be coming out in September, and then the comics returning in October. And then I read Invincible 81, which I'm still enjoying it. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. It was a pretty, I think it was a better paced issue than the previous one. Though I'm still Ryan Otley, the way he draws Fat Eve, just, I don't know, I think there's something wrong with the way he draws her. It just doesn't seem right. And then Punisher number 1 was pretty good. It was an interesting way of bringing back the character to a sort of origin level, where it's interesting in that the entire comic, Frank Castle, the Punisher, never speaks. And you don't really see him that much. He's more like a ghostly character, like a shadow who just comes out and wreaks havoc. And he does something that's not really conventional of his character, which is he lets a guy live at the end. He kills everyone and then leaves, like, sort of the top guy. So, I don't know, it's interesting. Some pretty art, too, so. And I see you just added Ghost Story.
Yeah, that's the Dresden Files number 13. This book is not grabbing me at all. This is the first book that I feel is bad in the series.
Thanks for recommending it.
What? Did you actually read it?
No.
Oh, I'm talking about the...
I know.
Oh, I got confused there for a second. You were being sarcastic. I wasn't...
Do you not know who I am?
But I'm just saying, though, that the series is good up to this point. And there will be more books after this, which I'm sure will be good. But this story, it's just the whole fact of him being a ghost, just kind of... I don't know, just... It doesn't flow as well as the other stories, and it's I don't know, it just seems really... You know, it's just like... It just seems... It's not really that it's a bad book. It's just that it's not what I want out of a Dresden Files book. So, and yeah, it is time to end the show anyway. So, we'll get some.
There's no. We already talked about the news, anyways, other than Torchlight 2 or something, which I didn't pay attention to.
Yeah, Torchlight 2 is basically. There's not going to be a Xbox 360 version right away. Mainly, they're saying that it's over the size limit for Xbox Live Arcade. So, that's holding it back. What I basically want to say about this is that Microsoft, you need to raise the limit of this. If Torchlight 2 is not going to come out on our system because of something stupid like this, this is ridiculous. Raise the damn fucking limit for this game. I mean, do it on a case-by-case basis.
Or either it'll be come out as a games on demand thing and be $20.
Well, see, the thing about that is, for it to come out as a games on demand, it has to have a disc released in another in at least one other region.
They should change that rule.
The only reason why we got cave shooter...
I know, it's released in Japan. Okay, let's get these plugs out.
Okay.
Because you're losing it.
All right. What you want to plug?
Yeah, I'm not used to being the one who says, let's get the plugs out. So I'm like, that means... whatever. PixelatedSausage.com, PixelatedRadio.com, Twitter.com/Kush3, Signed In Podcast, Pull List Podcast, Hotcakes Man Podcast. I don't know what the hell the name is. Yeah, go check that out. That's it. And I just want to say I'm happy about the response to the postcards.
Yeah, I wanted you to send me one of those.
Well, that's a given.
Okay, cool. I want to make sure I was on that list. I want to plug my Twitter, twitter.com/HendersonMan, and the OND podcast of Big Steven. And congratulations again to Fairy Carrie. I hope everything goes well there, and she has a little midget child. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I got, I think. So that's going to be it for the show. We are tired fuckers. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I did not get much sleep, and then I was doing some landscaping for a friend. So
anyway, everybody have a good day, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Unless there's another scheduled crap up.
One of these days, this show will actually take place when it's supposed to take place. Lately, it's been my fault. Today, it was Cush's. Which is good, because I couldn't get to sleep till like 8 o'clock this morning anyway. So, anyway, later.